Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
At this point, we go to the part where every commissioner has maybe a public service announcement or something that's of concern to them that they want to address right out of the gate.
I don't get on Facebook, but I had some stuff sent to me. And it's pretty bad when people get out here on Facebook and comment about what we do up here. Y'all need to come and sit in our seat one day and see what we have to go through.
Oh, no. Okay. So, Commissioner Kerry Smith, chairman of the Santa Rosa County Commission, was introducing the section, which I actually think it's been working really well. All of our local boards and councils and all, they really struggle with how to manage public comment, interacting with the public, all of this kind of stuff. And everybody does a little bit differently, some better, some worse. I really like the new way Santa Rosa is doing it, where they kind of let people speak for their time, and then they specifically take 3 minutes apiece if they want to and cover responding to anything that's come up in the public forum. That prevents the kind of back and forth that used to take all the time. And anyway, it's a pretty good plan. But that's just the setup for Ray Eddington, Commissioner District 4, is that he doesn't use Facebook, but people have sent him the information. And, you know, if you think that it's hard to do this right, then come do our jobs.
They are giving me a rough time because of what I done on March the 27th. Let me tell you, I'd rather do 170 houses instead of 488 houses. I stuck to my word. The guy said, "What would you do to get me on board?" I said, "Cut it." He cut it to 170 houses from 488. I think I done pretty good. I stuck to my word. My word means a lot to me. It might not to some people, but it does to me. My parents brought me up to stick to my word, and I did.
So he's talking about a proposal for infill development along Woodbine. And I know, don't drive off the road. But that's actually a thing that had come to the zoning board meeting of the Santa Rosa County Commission. It's because it's like a zoning board, and then there's their zoning board meeting. Anyway, they had met on this the prior week, and it was a big development on Woodbine Road that they'd managed to get the builder to to cut down. And look, I know the idea of building more homes on Woodbine just makes your eyes twitch, and the idea that the person who came up to represent the people who are doing the development and were saying that, you know, Woodbine does have capacity. And like, I just want to throttle somebody who claims that. I get it. But I think the board actually did make the right decision. They can't say no to things that meet all the metrics and the standards. Otherwise, they'd go to court and lose. And that would just cost the county time, which wouldn't solve anything. So it was the adult decision, I thought, by Ray Eddington and Colton Wright and Kerry Smith. And I think it was a 3-2 vote, if I remember correctly. I agree with their decision. I don't like the decision. I know they don't like the decision to put more homes onto Woodbine. But they couldn't say no and not wind up getting sued and losing, is my opinion of that case. But Ray is getting flayed on Facebook over this. And also over the tolling of the Navarre Beach Bridge. So he's 0-2 in public sentiment right now. More on that maybe in a minute. But the problem is because he doesn't do Facebook, and so he's kind of hearing about it third hand, and he seems to kind of be saying, stop talking about government on Facebook.
If y'all think I'm in the wrong, next year, vote me out. But I thought I'd done a pretty good job so far for the people here. And I'm looking out for y'all. But I don't appreciate people getting on Facebook, bad-mouthing me and some of the other commissioners.
Oh.
Come to us and talk to us. That's all you got to do. Come and sit and talk to us face-to-face. Quit putting crap out on Facebook. That's the worst thing y'all can do. And I don't like it. But I don't get on Facebook because of that. People believe crap that's on Facebook when it's not true. Please come and talk to each one of us and find out the truth.
So, on the one hand, there's a lot of misinformation on social media. Also, on that same one hand, is there's something he's saying that's right, which is, you know, kind of the biblical model is if you have a problem with the person, go to that person. If they don't answer you, bring a couple buddies. If they still won't listen, bring it before the congregation, right? So, you know, he's not wrong that complaining about a problem on social media when that person's not around is not the ideal way to solve it. You know, contact your commissioner. But that is just, that's what we do. That's how politics works. That's how societies work. They get together at the bar or on the boat or at the workplace or on the radio, and they complain about the stupid things the politicians are doing or the stupid things the news people are doing, the stupid things the athletes are doing, the stupid things the teachers are doing. That's humanity, baby. It's what we do. So not using social media and then trying to tell people, stop using social media.
I don't appreciate people getting on Facebook bad-mouthing me and some of the other commissioners.
Ooh, because it sounds a lot like I don't like that free speech thing. And I know he's not trying to stop it, but it's not a great look. We'll come back to this in just a second. John, who has traffic on the fives. Any of that crap on Facebook. John's got actual information for you.
I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're still seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay through that construction zone. Also, if you're on Burgess going east and westbound, we're seeing some delays right there at the Palafox Light. So be aware of that. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
You know, one of the things about social media that you learn quickly, or well, some people apparently don't learn. I mean, and maybe they become president. And maybe they become president. I don't know. is that be cautious and judicious. And the best thing you can ever learn to do is to not say the thing you're thinking. Or you could say exactly everything you think and become president. But most of us learn restraint because that's good amongst people and that's good amongst what appear to be people on Facebook. And so you learn to kind of write the comment. If you're wondering about it, you maybe come back to it in 5 minutes, whatever. And a lot of times, even if you spent time writing it, you delete it. Okay. I think that in this particular case, Commissioner Eddington would have benefited from a little Facebook restraint in the notes he gave on Facebook in the meeting, because maybe if he did just said nothing, or maybe just said, I know a lot of people are criticizing me on Facebook, here's my reasoning, but when you tell people that they shouldn't be engaging in Facebook commentary and complaining about their politicians,
if I hadn't have done that, you know where we'd be at today? In court. And that guy would have won this case.
True.
And he would have put 488 houses there, and we would never like that. I think we've done the right thing. If y'all don't, please come and talk to me. Please. And tell me why I didn't do the right thing. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Now, see, again, all of that, I agree with all of that. You know, come talk to me, call me, I'm available. Well, I guess he doesn't do email either, is my understanding. But, you know, so getting a hold of him may be a challenge. But, look, I know Ray. I mean, I know him personally. He's well-intentioned. Okay, but maybe don't tell people, get off my lawn, get off my Facebook. It's it's not the best way to build public engagement and public trust. So, yeah. 437-1620. I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole other distraction. I will say something that came out of the meeting I thought was, you might not know this, and it's kind of a useful note. Jared Lowe, who's assistant county administrator, did make a note announcement about the development of Highway 90. And, okay, now don't get too excited. I'm going to say it, and you're going to get really excited. Don't get too excited. John, this goes for you, too.
Okay.
Are the traffic lights on Highway 90 particularly awesome for traffic or particularly problematic for traffic flow?
Problematic.
Part two, yeah. Right? Option two. Okay, here's Jared Lowe.
Item number six is an MOA with the Emerald Coast Regional Council.
Memorandum of Agreement, by the way, MOA, or MOU for understanding.
The Emerald Coast Regional Council, this is to receive $500,000 of FDOT funding to begin the process of installing an intelligent traffic management system in the Highway 90 corridor. That'll, of course, take some collaboration with the City of Milton, who currently maintains those lights from 90 at Avalon to the bridge. But this is the process of receiving some FDOT funding to go ahead and make those upgrades here in the future.
You look ready to do something, John.
Okay. I have nothing but, my goodness, that is amazing.
That's great news, right?
Yes.
I mean, you will take it. That's just, you know, celebrate. That is a very, very good thing. So I figured you'd appreciate me sharing that with you. That's a hallelujah moment,
that
right?
That is the best news you've given today, even though the rest of it's been kind of depressing.
Yeah, it has been really.
You know what? You ended on a good note.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
We brought you all home.
You did.
More quickly. So the Intelligent Traffic Management System, you sometimes hear it as ITMS. ATMS is the Advanced Traffic Management System. This is the two-county approach that's, we're kind of in the process of building a center to do that in Escambia County. Highway 98, I think, around Navarre, either has been or is being added to that. You know, so just the real trouble areas. This is why Davis Highway is better. This is to some degree why the beach is better. Like when you get that kind of ability to basically have a traffic cop on the scene facilitating the lights to be bright, but you don't have to actually have a physical person there. You can do it at a remote facility and operate it. That's good. Getting the lights timed properly is good. And by the way, okay, I'm going to insult your intelligence. This is not usually the wise advice is go on the radio and insult people's intelligence, but I'm going to insult your intelligence by explaining something that if you know it already, you're going to think, duh, Andrew. And if you don't already know it, I mean, maybe this helps. If you have four traffic lights in a row and you're trying to facilitate traffic flow through them, how do you do that? Well, just have them all re-green at the same time. Bro. The traffic going east needs them to be green on a pace based on the travel time between each light. And the traffic time for the same traffic going west needs to be kind of timed in the opposite direction for the progression. You follow? You can't just turn them all green at the same time. That doesn't solve your problem. It's the fact that each light, depending on which way you're going. So they have to account for time of day, traffic counts at that time of day, what's norm, what's abnormal, all of that stuff. So it's just, it's not as easy. Let me put it a different way. There's really smart people that work on this. If it were easy, there'd be no problems. You notice that there's problems, that's good evidence that it's not so easy. Anyway, I feel awkward even having to explain that, but I know for some people, you maybe never thought about it, and now you have. John Pickens. Oh, you already did traffic. John Pickens, let's take a break.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com online. Thursday at 9 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, Adana Elder will be in the studio to enlighten you on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9 with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Now who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
This unwarranted attack on my character on Facebook. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hey, if you're thinking about moving because of traffic, or just because, you know, or you want to have a beach home, you want to have a rental, you want to have a waterfront home, not a beach home, you know, you want to, I don't know, downsize, upsize, you know, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that. They sell a lot of homes. Like, in the 150 to 250 vicinity every year. It was higher when times were super easy. Like, you basically go out on the street corner and say, home for three offers. You know, like, that's about how easy it was. Now, it's a little bit more challenging, okay? But she says it's coming back. And, you know, she's seeing multiple offers on homes now that would have sat before. And so she says, look, call me. Ask me your questions. I love just answering questions. I love sharing my advice with people. And if that becomes a client relationship, great. If it just becomes a friendship, great. Doesn't matter. Either way, she just likes to know people. And she does know a lot of people. But always, you know, ask the questions before you make a decision. Get good input from an expert. And, you know, don't feel ashamed about asking. In fact, you can say, Andrew McKay says I can ask you a question. Can I? And she'll be like, yeah, what is it? You know, and then you can, okay? 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
I'm going to ask her if Andrew said it, if I could ask questions. You know, I really want to.
Cool.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, we'll go over that later. All right, so if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, you're going to see about a 7 to 9 minute delay through that construction zone. Also, 98 westbound, just west of Avalon Boulevard exit there, we're going to see some delays. I'd say about 10-12 minute delay through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The federal government pausing more than $2 billion in grants to Harvard University. That comes after the school said it would not accept the Trump administration's proposed conditions to continue federal funding. The demands included auditing the viewpoints of students and faculty and punishing students who took part in pro-Palestinian protests last year.
Yeah, demanding the ending of all DEI programs, you know, asking Harvard to exchange that for merit-based policies. There were 10 different demands that they gave. Like you said, the auditing, the anti-Semitic stuff, what I viewed as a pretty massive ask by the White House to viewpoint control Harvard. Of course, in exchange for what's the dollar sign? Is it $2 billion
a
year?
$2 billion
a
year.
That is a lot of federal funding.
Sure is.
You know, I mean, Howard has a lot of endowments and whatnot, but man, that's a whew. Okay, go ahead, David.
The suspect in the arson attack on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's residence is still in jail. He was denied bail yesterday. Cody Ballmer made his first appearance in court on charges including attempted homicide and arson. And Andrew, today, well, we all have to do it, but it's the fifth most hated household chore. It's National Laundry Day.
According to Good Housekeeping, the average person does about 3 loads of laundry every week. Gathering, sorting, pre-soaking. No wonder we hate it. The average washer cycles about 45 minutes, but the average dryer cycles about an hour. So there's waiting, too. The American Cleaning Institute says 80% of all Americans would rather do taxes than laundry. Today, you can do both. I'm Bree Tennis.
Only 3 loads a day? What house is this?
Three loads a day or 3 loads a week?
Oh, my goodness.
She didn't say 3 loads a day, surely.
She said 3 loads a day. And
are you kidding? Did she say 3 loads a day?
Yeah, that's the average. And I'm saying, who's only doing 3 loads a day?
Oh, good Lord.
That's crazy. I've got people coming and going using my laundry facility. I'm probably averaging 10 loads a day.
I can't. Are you sure she said a day?
That's what she said.
Okay. I cannot fathom that. Because if that's the average, that means some people are over that average.
Like me.
I'd hate to see that water bill.
I can't imagine.
All right. It's not good.
David, thanks so much for the update. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. It is not tax day. Or as Borat would say, it's tax day, not. Sorry. This suit is black, not. Sorry, again, twice in one moment. But, yeah, taxes are not due today in Florida. We got postponed to May 1st. So if you didn't know, now you know. It's because of and Georgia also, I think all of Georgia, for Hurricane Milton from last year. Originally, it was only those affected by it, and I guess they decided, just take the couple of weeks. It'll be no big deal. In my house, tax day is a good day, in spite of tax day, because it is my oldest son's 21st birthday today.
So party at the McKay house tonight? Yeah.
No, he's moved out. In fact, that's something we'll have to talk about at a different time. He's got a job elsewhere, and he's living on his own, and graduated UWF in the fall because of dual enrollment. He graduated quite early at the age of 20 and just turned 21 today. And I know his big goal in life is to go get a handgun and go drink legally, you know? So he's, you know.
That's what I said. Party at McKay House. Right. We can still celebrate.
But today, like, because it's my son's birthday, I know all the things about today. Like, you know, Lincoln died on this day and the Titanic sank on this day and the Boston Marathon bombing was this day. But also, insulin became available. Jackie Robinson debuted. The B-52 debuted. McDonald's debuted. The first Ford Mustang. GE was formed. And the preliminary articles of peace ending the American Revolutionary War. A lot of things on April 15th.
I'm Therese Crowley. China halting a billion-dollar chunk of trade in retaliation against Trump tariffs, reportedly ordering Chinese airlines to refuse delivery of 10 Boeing 747 MAX jets from the U.S. aviation giant, also halting some rare earth exports. A federal judge in Maryland will press the Justice Department on the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia from Maryland to El Salvador's mega prison. The president of El Salvador says he won't, quote, smuggle a terrorist back to the U.S., and U.S. court rulings have no power over El Salvador, as Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox.
If he wanted a plane flight, we could give him a plane flight, but we cannot effectuate it, meaning making it happen, which is what the district court had originally ruled. It was a win.
And the Trump administration reported planning to make a rescission request to Congress to cut $1 billion from NPR and PBS. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 70 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy and looking like an absolutely gorgeous morning. We've got your weather forecast here in just a couple of minutes, as well as a check of your traffic here in a few minutes as well. Construction could begin as soon as next year on a redesign of Bayfront Parkway. The project would reduce the eastbound lanes by about a foot and add a 12-foot sidewalk on the waterfront side of the road. Sidewalk will be added on the north side of the road as well. That project being partially funded by the state's Sun Trail program that aims to establish a statewide network of non-motorized paths. FDOT has spent $1.2 million on engineering. The project itself expected to cost around $7.4 million. Nobody was hurt when a cantonment home caught on fire yesterday. Officials say the home's a total loss. It's on Milestone Boulevard.
So we transitioned from a defensive attack to an offensive attack. Got inside, we realized there's too much had collapsed, so we went back to a defensive posture.
And that is Escambia County Battalion Chief Steve Booth. He tells Channel 3 that while that home was a priority, the biggest concern was preventing the fire from spreading down the block to neighboring properties. Firefighters say it started in the garage. The official cause is still under investigation. A former surgeon at a local hospital has been convicted of sexual battery. 54-year-old Dr. Francis Herboldy was found guilty on last Thursday. Could face up to 15 years in prison. Herbold formerly practiced at Florida West but was suspended amid the allegations. That incident happened aboard a yacht back in 2023. The group was reportedly socializing during a fishing tournament at the end of the night. Herbold reportedly entered the woman's cabin and sexually assaulted her. Herbold claimed the encounter was consensual. The Republican Party of Florida is expanding its registration advantage over the Democrat Party to more than 1.21 million. This marks an increase from a 1.2 million voter edge at the end of February. Republicans hold all statewide offices and supermajorities in the legislature. They've steadily increased their lead in voter registration after historically trailing. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed two bills renaming the Gulf of Mexico officially to the Gulf of America in Florida. Following President Donald Trump's directive, one of those bills updates state laws. The other mandates that educational materials used in schools include the new name starting in July. Republican Senator Nick DeSaley sponsored one of the bills. He says Florida's proud to follow President Trump's lead and be the first state to officially recognize the Gulf of America. Speaking of Governor Ron DeSantis, he'll be in Pensacola here later this morning, here in about an hour. He's got a press conference scheduled at Pensacola State College, and we will be carrying that live. At least that is our plan at the time. Several Florida students may have to leave the country. FSU officials confirming yesterday three students had their visas revoked by the federal government. Eight University of Florida students have also had theirs revoked. There's no word on why that happened statewide. The Times Herald reports 29 student visas across the state have been revoked. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We've got an accident that just happened on I-10 eastbound right before you get to the Highway 29 exit there. So not only do we have construction in that area that's causing delays, now we have an accident. It's a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Beautiful day today with some passing clouds, high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 76 and a low near 63. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is 69 degrees in Pensacola, 68 degrees in both Gulf Breeze and in Milton. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Markets are not changed a lot, up just a bit. The Dow's up 46 points at 40,571. S&P up 10.5 points, 54.16. NASDAQ up 30 points at 16,862 as of the opening bell. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.372% this morning. Gold price is up 950 at 32.3580. Silver price is up a nickel at 32.22. And looking towards that crypto market, Bitcoin up 869 at 85,856. Ethereum's up, Solana's up. Of course, Dogecoin down 8 cents. And XRP up by a penny as well. Ahead this week on the calendar, we've got the latest reading on the import price index. That'll be released later today. Tomorrow, retail sales reports will be released, along with the home builder confidence index. And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell set to deliver remarks at the Economic Club of Chicago in the afternoon. Mark Zuckerberg took the stand on Monday as a major antitrust trial involving Facebook and Meta got underway in Washington, D.C. The Federal Trade Commission accusing the social media giant of creating a monopoly. Zillow's going to stop listing homes for sale on its website if they're first marketed only to a small group of potential buyers. The move takes effect next month. It'll require homes to be broadly listed if sellers also want it to be listed on Zillow. And it's 8:37. That's your money now on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is going to be a movie creativity question. We'll see how this... I do a lot of experimenting on this section of the show where we talk about frivolous things that we know don't matter and aren't news-related because we need a break sometimes, even when it's good news, bad news, whatever, we need a break. So, John and Meg, have you ever watched a movie and thought, well, I just don't think that would happen in real life? So, have you ever watched a movie that was unrealistic-ish and then became so ridiculous in some part that it really interfered with even being able to enjoy the movie? There was, like, you know, because suspension of disbelief is kind of a crucial feature of watching movies. You've got to, there's always going to be unbelievable elements in them. But sometimes they ask too much of me. You know, they really ask me to believe the impossible. Not just the Mission Impossible, but the really impossible, okay? So my question is, what's the biggest suspension of disbelief movie or element of a movie that you can think of? Like, what's the most outrageous thing? It could never have happened. There's no way it could happen. It was so outrageous, it wasn't even so much fun. Or maybe it was fun in spite of it being impossible. But when you think of this question, like, I have 10 different answers I'm thinking of.
I've got nothing.
Nothing? Really?
Oh,
but you watch movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Lots of them.
All right. Four of them.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. But wait, I only watch documentaries.
The only thing I can think of is the movie that we're in right now.
Oh, well, the United States current
movie.
History movie, future history movie. Okay.
But other than that.
Are we really renaming the Gulf of Mexico? In part. Yeah, some are. Anyway, 437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me about a movie or a movie scene that for you is the most unbelievable, implausible, biggest suspension of disbelief. And you got, literally the both of you have nothing. I have asked a terrible question.
I'm thinking, I promise, I'm thinking. I'm trying to roll through.
Okay, let me give you an example.
There you
okay?
go.
Every single blaster scene in Star Wars, because the stormtroopers never hit anything. Ever. Which, of course, is what makes the line earlier in the Star Wars movie where the stormtroopers kill the Jawas. You know, these blaster marks are too precise for sand people. Obi-Wan Kenobi, come on. Tell somebody a lie, they'll believe.
Well, they're clones, then.
Right, but they are literally terrible with... There's all kinds of... On social media, there's all kinds of explanations of why, and it's a taken for granted, okay? So the inability of stormtroopers to kill people with their blasters is sort of like legendary suspension of disbelief, okay, in Star Wars. You still can't think of another movie. It's almost always going to be action movies.
Yeah, I was thinking that's the probably action
or,
movies.
Or, okay, I'll give you another example. Just, you know, Friday the 13th. How many times does somebody come back to life in a horror movie? You know, it's a good example.
I can't even, no. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Y'all are not helping me out at all today. So that's
Sorry,
fine. We'll
Andrew.
Go to the texts. 437-1620.
Sharknado. That's just...
Okay. Okay.
I'm
You're
just
playing the game.
Something
You're
out.
Playing the
yeah.
game now. Yeah, Sharknado is preposterous.
And you've got...
Firenado, dual Sharknado, all
oh,
the different things. Like
I got one.
Okay.
King Kong.
And what part?
On the
climbing up the Empire State Building. Okay, and waving at the planes
yes.
with the girl in one hand.
Yes.
And, okay, see?
Especially the girl alive
no.
in his hand and
no.
his paw.
Now you're playing the game.
Okay.
Now you're
now
playing
gotcha.
The game.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy, it only
took a minute.
15 minutes.
Yeah, all right. So somebody texts in Iron Eagle, and I would simply say yes, every single bit of it. Every single bit of it. From the ability to steal the planes, to the ability to fly the planes, to the ability to evade the enemy and all the things, right? That's a good example. A lot of action movies have these. 437. And again, what I want is, it's good if it's a movie. It's great if it's a scene in the movie that particularly defies your sense of belief. Somebody says, Forrest Gump. Well, that could, I mean, because that whole movie is a series of improbable things, right? Everything about that movie is a series. I'm not trying to say it's not factually accurate for those of you who believe in Forrest Gump and the myth and the legend of Forrest Gump. But, you know, everything in that movie is preposterous, right? Generally speaking. Somebody says, does The Wizard of Oz count? Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but of course, that was the first one to pull the dream sequence. A lot of times, the crazy things that happen in the movie, you get a sense, like, oh, it's probably a dream coming. Sure enough, turns out it's a dream coming. Sharknado, somebody said, Home Alone movies. Okay, that's a good example.
That is
yeah.
true.
It's not that any particular bucket, you know, or cement bag or piano couldn't maybe
you haven't
behave
done that?
This way.
You haven't done that?
But it's, you know, it's
yeah,
a Tom
it's
and Jerry
bit.
Cartoon set
mm-hmm.
in real life, right?
Yes,
I mean,
sure.
it's preposterous. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
Because it's preposterous.
That's right.
All right, I'll give you time to think. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Not thinking anymore. Okay, let's go. If you're on I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29, still dealing with that accident that happened, but the good news is the delays have gone down there. So that's good news. It's off to the side of the road. Let's see here. What else are we looking at? No new accidents to let you know about. Looks like 98, Highway 90 are all flowing smoothly right now, except for the lights that don't make sense. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, John, thanks so much for that. 437-1620. I'm looking for movies or particularly movie scenes that defy belief. They're so preposterous. They're so impossible that you can't suspend your disbelief that much. All right. Somebody says, oh, see, this is my people. Somebody here says, all of the Fast and Furious movies. First of all, they keep shifting gears into infinity. We're in 8th gear, 9th gear, 10th gear, 20th gear. Yeah, no, that's true. Just like how people in movies are always chambering rounds into their gun. You know, again and again and again and again for effect. It's ridiculous. Anyway, but I would say particularly Fast and Furious movies are a good example of this because if you have seen them, if you know, the worst offender, I mean, you could have the supercar driving between the towers in Abu Dhabi. Of course, preposterous. You could have the tank scene. Okay, of course, preposterous. The submarine scene in the Arctic base in Russia. Come on. But the worst one in all the Fast and Furious movies is the Russian cargo plane that is, while the cars are trying to take down the plane and driving back and forth off the plane, and this scene takes like 12 minutes. So that runway has got to be 50, 60 miles long. John, have you not seen?
Don't ruin it for me.
You haven't seen? Well,
yo, I've seen it, but I'm just like, no, that happened.
No, yeah, it did not happen.
I got one.
All right. Well, I got text. Let's go to text.
The opening sequence of every James Bond movie.
Well, sure. I mean,
it's so totally
well, James,
unbelievable.
Yeah, and James Bond movies I mean, are
when he's
essentially
parachuting
preposterous.
Out of the, you know,
right.
Like parachuting
it's like Mission Impossible,
yes,
same
yes,
thing.
Yes.
Somebody here says, oh, yes, nuking the fridge in the fourth Indiana Jones movie. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, where he survives inside the refrigerator, the nuclear. Yes, well done. There you go. anything to do with the Terminator. Oh, don't you dare. That is realistic. I don't like where you people are at. The Martian, when he hooks up a rover from the 90s to modern-day equipment using the same cables. We just started getting phones to do the same cable. I like that. So unrealistic. Immediate boot up of the laptop in every movie. immediate hacking of every government website by this 5,000th random hacker that everybody knows how to get in connection with. Yeah, sure. It totally works that way. Mission Impossible is all impossible, LOL. Somebody says, yeah, Fast and Furious, Umbrella Academy, agreed. Outlander, but I want to go try it. I'm not sure what part they mean by that. Sorry. Movies where the person throws down their empty gun, but they don't pick up a gun from the person that was shot. Like when nobody thinks tactically in movies. Oh, stealing the gold bars with Mini Coopers in the Italian Job. Yes! No way! Come on! Super heavy. There's no chance to do that. Let's see. We have a saying here at my house that when a preposterous scene happens, you just say, it's true, it's in the script.
That's right.
Oh, Spaceballs, when the creature pops out of the guy's stomach, starts singing and dancing in the park. Spaceballs in general.
Alien.
Never running out of ammunition in a world where you're fully automatic running your AR-30 round magazine. Yes, exactly. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone never need to reload. Somebody says, oh, again, Tombstone, where they don't reload ever. Armageddon. See, now you're getting it. Armageddon, when they're trying to blow up everything. The Transporter, when he jumps off the car on the hook from the construction crane, pulls the bomb off the bottom of the car. Yeah, see, some suspension of disbelief is what makes them entertaining. But sometimes you ask too much of me. I'm willing to be lied to. Just don't lie to me that much. Then again, some of these are the greatest, most memorable scenes in these movies, and you know, where would the movie be without them? 437-1620. If you're, oh, speaking of cars, fast cars, driving cars, preposterous things, and not preposterous things, Frontier Motors, of course, a great place to buy good quality used cars. Very realistic, very reliable, very not suspension of disbelief. We bought our Honda Odyssey there, and honestly, we were just trying to drive a car. Like, we knew we needed to replace our Grand Caravan because it was, yeah, the head gasket was going, but it wasn't gone. We probably had 4 or 6 months left in it. And so we went to drive just because my advice is figure out what you want to buy, step one. Then when you need to buy it and shop and look for, or you have time, you know, ahead of time. So we just wanted to test drive it to make sure it's what we wanted. You couldn't because the ones of that model year were getting pre-sold as Honda used certified before they were even cleaned up and used, and you couldn't drive them before that. So, like, we really couldn't find one to drive, and nobody likes to sell these cars. So we finally found one at Frontier, and great car, exactly the color we wanted and everything. They offered us a good price. They came down a little bit. They gave us a day. They came down a little bit. We bought the car. Like, it was that easy. So we had a great experience with Frontier Motors. Good quality used cars that they'll warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles, serving the Pensacola community right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway for more than 25 years. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The Studer Community Institute, with many others, is dedicated to creating America's first early learning city right here in Pensacola. To do that, Rishi and I built the United States' first early learning sensory garden right at the corner of Bailing Street and Main Street. Yep, right by the Brew Through. Bring your child. Not only will they have fun, but they'll also learn a lot. And while you're there, you can have a coffee or a smoothie or a bite to eat. So please, bring your child down to the Brew Through to the Early Learning Sensory Garden. Thank you.
Bands on the Beach is back. So bring a lawn chair or a towel and get ready to enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m., this week, the Disco Kiss will be taking the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair, but don't bring any pens or glass. Stop by the Cat Country Tent. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Teachers ain't supposed to touch students.
I'm not a teacher. I'm the new basketball coach.
We'll be right back.
All right, at this time, we will move into the Leroy Boyd Forum. This is the open forum. It's designed to last for 30 minutes unless rules are waived with council action. If there are more than 30 minutes worth of speakers, we have a second Leroy Boyd Forum at the conclusion of the meeting where everyone will have an opportunity to speak. And as a reminder, this is a time for the public to bring their concerns or questions to their governing body for items that are not on the agenda. So this is for anything that is not on the agenda this evening. So we'll start with the first Leroy Boyd Forum. No speakers. All right. It's designed to last 30 minutes. Sometimes it lasts 30 seconds.
Oh, my God. It was so wild. I was watching the Pensacola City Council meeting last week, and they opened it up, and Jared Moore, City Council President, District 4 Representative, and nobody speaks. Shh. Move on. Just move on. It's one of those days. Oh, there was kind of a neat note at the end of that meeting, and we talked about things like the, you know, the two weighing of a Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Davis Highway and some of the other things that came up in that meeting. They're going to do that. That's good. That's for safety. But Tim Kinsella made, who's the, you know, city administrator, made an interesting observation about UWF, the port, the GL-39, I want to say is the, you know, the boats that were racing there last week. I'll tell you about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker 10, which is the Highway 29 exit. I'm starting to see some delays back up in that area on I-10 eastbound, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Tim Kinsella's comments at the very end of the Pensacola City Council meeting about kind of future of the port, UWF, the WAVE program that they're doing on the Port of Pensacola.
We have a lot of things to be very proud of in the city that are happening right now. One of you saw today the GL-52 races, so thank you to you and thank you to the city staff and to our partners at the port for making that happen. It's just the beginning of a very, very exciting future for Pensacola in the world of sailing. We fully anticipate that this will be the Annapolis of the South down here in Pensacola.
That's kind of an interesting vision to announce, the idea that we would be so in the future, that we would be so advanced in shipbuilding and or maritime training and or I'm not exactly sure all the particular details of what he has in mind, but you know, we got a retired captain who ran NAS Pensacola for a while as city administrator. We got a retired rear admiral, one star lower, in Lance, who is now the port director. So you know, there's kind of cool, you know, the possibility of all of that coming. I don't know if you've not listened to me for very long, you've never heard me talk about, I'm pretty frugal. I wasn't necessarily the most frugal, but my wife has, you know, helped me learn how to be, you know, much better at money management and, you know, Dave Ramsey type stuff. We do all, I mean, we don't do exactly what he says, but we were kind of doing it before he said it anyway. One of the things is I'm always looking for the deal. You know, I don't go waste a lot of money. I don't go out a lot, but I did see a story that said that if you go to Starbucks and you buy like coffee or tea, basic drinks, not the expensive drinks, but if you buy basic drinks and you bring your own mug or your own container, that while you're there, it's free refills. True. Confirmed yesterday. Confirmed. John, did you know that already?
I knew it, but you confirmed this?
I did. I went yesterday and I was like, hey, and I asked, I said, hey, I just want a cup of coffee. Is it free refills while I'm here in my mug? And she's like, yeah.
Wow.
Just bring it up when you're done. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Keep filling. Just keep pouring. No, the coffee's so hot you can't drink it fast anyway. But no, just FYI, side note, if you had heard that or not heard that, it is, in fact, true, confirmed by on-the-ground experience. 437-1620. What was the other thing that I was going to tell you? Now, all of a sudden, it went right out of my head. God, since we're sort of in this vicinity, did you see the restaurant? This is not in the United States. There's a restaurant that is offering a discount for skinny people.
Well, I'm done.
No.
Well, wait, he called us fit yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
No. Yeah, fit and skinny are not the same thing. Oh. Okay. It's in Thailand, and the discount is proportional to your thinness. Full price, and then 5, 10, 15, and 20% discount based on how thin you are. You know how they do it? They've got metal bars, like think of a jail cell, and they have the bars set at different spaces, and whichever bar width you can squeeze through is the discount you get on your meal.
Yeah, I'm not going to pass that one. Just give me the door. Being honest.
There's footage online. I did not watch. I'm just reading the description. This was probably a New York Post story. A fairly rangy male diner contorting his body so he can squeeze through the super tight 15% discount space as his friends laugh and jeer like something out of a Japanese game show. Quote, "You need some butter," says one.
It's something you would do, Andrew. I can
definitely
see that.
It is absolutely something I would do. And he goes and fails at 15, fails at 10. Finally, he gets through the 5%, and he's celebrating. Celebrating. This would never happen in America, as one person said. You definitely would get sued. Well, you might have to make the bars wider in America. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Meg's up next.